cocktail. I had to pour me one. Welcome to the middle of the week, right? Welcome to Talk That Talk. The Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Cotarreal, and welcome to the show. How you guys doing? Hey, y'all. Hey, how are you? Okay, how are you? A girl has been under the weather. Yes. I don't know what they did to the common cold or flu, but when I tell you a girl has been down for the count, oh my God. But I'm back. Ready to do what we do best. I have a letter. You know how it goes. Excuse me. Yes. To give you a piece of my mind. If you don't know, my name is Angela Cotarreal. I am the diva of the brand, the business, the ministry, the Roku channel, the podcast, the card game, all of that. Okay. And tonight we have a letter. Typically I do the show on Thursdays, but hell, I figured I'd just pop on and just get right back into the thick of things, okay? So, let's talk about what we got going on. So we have a letter, guys. We have a letter, and it's not a good one, but it's worthy of a discussion, okay? So, buckle up. Where my glasses go? So, I'm trying to pull it up. Living in that fool's paradise. What? Okay, so we got a wife that has wrote in and she wants to know, why is her husband on them damn dating sites? Girl, we gonna talk about it. Why is my husband on these damn dating sites? You know what? That's a good question. So I'm going to put my glasses on, guys, and we're going to get into this letter, and I'm going to chop it up like I typically do and give some feedback. Oh, okay. Give some feedback, and let's just see what we got going on, okay? So here goes. Why is my husband on these damn dating sites? My husband stays up late most weekends. I don't stay up late because we have a 14-month-old who gets up at 7 a.m. My husband claims he needs alone time and wants to play video games. I have always respected his need for alone time, but notice he's been needing more of it recently and have had my suspicions for a long time after my friend found him on a dating site 5 years ago. His defense at the time was it was a lie. Then, and he uses dating sites for porn. What? Okay. His defense at the time was first a lie. Then he uses the dating sites for porn. Anyway, I snooped through my husband's phone and discovered dating downloads as far back as 2013 and as recently as this year. When he downloaded the app for threesomes. Ooh, okay. I also discovered fake GPS location apps and photo editing apps where you can swap a face and body. Please help. Girl, I'm not laughing at what is in the letter. I'm just laughing at how reckless people are. Let me just go ahead and mute Melissa for a second. I'm not laughing at the contents of the letter. Of course not. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at how reckless people have just become, and they just don't give a damn about what they're doing and how it impacts a relationship or the person that you're in a marriage with. I would say, to answer your question on the short end, why is your husband on these damn dating sites? Because your husband is prone to cheating. He's probably been cheating, sweetheart. There's no married man or no man that's in a relationship that should be on dating sites, especially active on them since 2013. That means he's been a busy boy. He has been a busy boy. And he has additional apps that also further the deception. You talk about the face swapping apps and the fake GPS location. Like, what is the hell your husband doing while you've been busy attending to a 14-month-old baby? I'll tell you what he's been doing. He's been up to no good. That's exactly what he's been doing. Up to no good. There is not a reasonable or a sound explanation that any person that is in a marriage can give, okay, other than the consent of their partner, knowing that they're about to do so and they're into this freaky stuff or an open marriage or polyamorous or polyamory or whatever. Outside of that, there's no reason that he should be on there. I would classify that as cheating. I would. I mean, what the hell? I just had your baby. My body hasn't even healed up yet, and you up here scoping for somebody else to get with, lay down with, or have a rendezvous with. I'm going to tell you something about a person like this. He's been doing it for a while, ma'am. He's been getting away with it for a while because you've been preoccupied with whatever. I'm not pointing the finger at you. I'm just simply stating what it appears to be. You have been preoccupied. You've probably been content and settled in your relationship. And as you stated earlier in the letter, that you respected his need for wanting alone time. But I've always said, like my mom and them used to say back in the backwoods of Mississippi, you know, sometimes too much alone time, people can end up being up to no good. But of course, then too, I could say you can't act like something that's not already in you. If you ain't no good, it just can't come out of you from just simply being alone. But girl, he's on these dating apps because he's cheating. And if he ain't cheating yet, he's prepping, he's preparing himself to cheat. Now, you have to ask yourself at this point with a newborn baby, a 14-month-old, and you said as far back as 2013, it's 2022. He's been doing this for this long, girl. Let me tell you something. You need to put a stop to this immediately. You need to confront him about it and let him know that if he wants to continue in this covenant with a peace of mind and have a happy home and peace in his home, he needs to get rid of the distraction because there's no need for it. And at the moment that he realized that you as his wife and his family, his child, was not enough, he simply could have communicated that to you versus going behind your back when you're out here tending to a baby and going to bed early, leaving him to his own devices to play video games. That was just a ruse, honey. That was just so that you could have a peace of mind with going on to bed and leaving him, you know, to do what he wants to do, which is cruise these dating sites. He's up to no good. He's up to no good. He's not on there praying with anybody. If anything, he wants to lay hands on somebody. There's no explanation for it. And it really, there's only so much, you know, I could really say to that. Unless this is the way that you want to continue in your covenant, being in a marriage to a man who doesn't see how wrong it is to be downloading all of these dating apps for threesomes. Did you ask him what was that about? At what point in time was he planning on participating in a threesome? And what the hell was you supposed to be while this was going on? And why did he think that was okay? There are so many questions out there, but I will say this, like I've been saying for the majority of the letters, especially as it relates to cheating. You better get informed on what this man or what this person is doing behind your back, because anytime a person goes through these links to be deceptive and to do these kind of activities behind your back, he's putting your health at risk. Okay, whether you've caught him or not, he's up to no good. I can't say that enough. And I will say this, you got yourself a no good husband, or a husband who is definitely ready to get busy with somebody else, or has been doing this for a while, because he's remained you haven't caught him yet. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be the victim, or are you going to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough? Either you make a choice to do right by me, or you can get the hell on. I don't promote, you know, dropping your marriages or your covenants over frivolous, you know, stupid things or things that can be worked out. But you cannot fix what you're not willing to face. And the fact of the matter is, this man is on dating apps. And your friend found him. How embarrassing is that? You mean to tell me that your husband is not even discreet enough to do what he's doing without your friends knowing and exposing his dirty deeds? Somebody else got to come back and tell you what your man doing. Girl, let me tell you something. You need to sit down and have a serious talk with your husband and find out how just truly committed or not he is to your covenant, because he's playing a dangerous game. He's putting everything on the line for people online that he doesn't even know. And to just risk his family and his covenant like that blows my mind, you know. So you have some decisions to make. You know, I would highly recommend, strongly suggest that you confront him. And you confront him with a list of your demands and how you want things to go. And if he's willing to comply to some counseling, and don't forget, I have the Surviving Infidelity card game too, that allows you to participate in a therapeutic session to find out what the hell is he thinking and how did it get to this, that could also help you in your journey back to restoration if that is something that the two of you can agree that you want to do. But don't you dare accept being treated less than by a man that does not have any type of self-control. This is about self-control. This is about being a man of his word. This is about a man protecting his covenant and honoring the vows that he made to you. And it just blows my mind, guys, how at one point, you know, when we go before God and we go before, you know, whether it was a church ceremony, a Vegas ceremony, a courthouse ceremony, or however you got married, it blows my mind how once upon a time you prayed for this person and you thought enough of this person to ask for their hand in marriage. You stated vows, you committed to one another. And then one day, all of that means nothing. You just decide to break the vows, dishonor the covenant, disgrace your spouse, you know, and do all kinds of wild things as if your vows or your commitment meant nothing. So I would highly encourage you, make up in your mind what you want to do. Make up in your mind right now the outcome that you would like to see happen. And then when you confront him, you present him with what you want. Okay, if you want to keep him. If not, let him continue to cruise those days and apps, those dating apps, and sooner or later he gonna run into exactly what he's looking for, but he ain't gonna like it. He's gonna get exactly what he's looking for, but it's not gonna be what he expected. But what I would not encourage you to do is sit in a marriage and take that disrespect from a man who's out here embarrassing the hell out of you in these streets by cruising on these dating apps as if you are not enough. And then, if it's possible, have the conversation with him. You know, ask him, is there something lacking that he has not been able to communicate with you about? You know, there is, you know, a possibility that some needs are not getting met. There may be some voids. There may be some things that he has not been able to talk to you about, maybe with the pregnancy and the new baby, you know, the new member of the family. Maybe some things have gotten lost in translation. I don't know. There's a reason for everything. I'm not pointing the finger at you, but if you can get him to connect with you on an emotional level and have that heart-to-heart conversation to find out exactly at what point did he start entertaining the thought of going on these dating apps and building profiles and engaging with people online. And at what point did he become so relaxed and comfortable in it that he has kept this deception up for all of these years? There is so much to unpack here, but let me tell you something. You better get to it, because your health and your future is at risk. If this behavior remains or continues to be unchecked, there's no telling how much further he's going to go with it. Now, I don't know what, you know, the rest of the people online have to say about it, but I would say definitely cruising dating apps while we're married is, you must want a divorce real quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, sometimes you just got to show people this is not what I'm going to put up with. If you think for one minute that you can go out here and entertain other people or make plans to entertain other people and still keep me as a committed, devoted and faithful spouse, you got another thing coming. It does not work like that. And let me tell you, that is not the way the covenant was supposed to be set up. And that is not how your Heavenly Father wants you to be treated as well. The Bible admonishes the husband to love their wives as Christ has loved the church. Christ ain't loving the church by cheating on it. This is your husband acting out of his flesh. This is the enemy taking control of your relationship. This is the enemy running amok with your mate because he knows that your spouse has flesh issues. Your spouse will cater to his flesh. Your spouse goes out looking for outside sources to feel whatever sexual gratification he may have at the moment, or he's just bored half to death and just looking for some shit to get into. None of this is right, and you don't have to put up with it. But the first step in correcting this problem is definitely having a heart-to-heart, a sit-down with your man and letting him know all of this BS stops today. If you want me, if you want this marriage, you want this new family that we have just began building and creating together, you will cease all of this foolishness right now. Whatever help you need to go get, brother, I suggest you go get it. But what you will not do is continue to do all of this foolishness behind my back, and now that I know, in my face. And then too, sister, I would go ahead and advise you to go ahead and tell him you better scrub the internet of all of those dating profiles that you got out there, because what he cannot be doing is allowing the profiles that he's built already to continue to linger, you know. And then before you know it, once your back is turned and you've gotten comfortable again, then he can say, oh, I forgot, I didn't erase this, or I didn't erase that. No, cover all of your bases, sister. That's what you need to do. Demand, if he wants to save his marriage, that he get off those dating profiles, that he goes through each and every profile that he has created, delete those accounts, delete the information, leave no trace. And if you want to begin rebuilding your marriage, you can do so with a clean slate. But I'm telling you, you better hold his feet to the fire, because if you let this or allow this behavior to continue, this man is just going to keep running amok and embarrassing you. And before you know it, you know, your husband probably done been with everyone throughout the county. I don't know, girl, but no, he's on dating sites because he's up to no good. And if you want better, you got to demand better and stand your ground. And you know what? If he refuses to do it, then you have a choice to make. You know, I could say be petty and you go sign up on some dating apps too, but that's not what I'm about. And that's not what I promote whatsoever. You know, I believe in honoring your vows, even when they done lost their damn mind, because at the end of the day, it's supposed to be a threefold covenant. So even when your mate acts a fool, you have to know that you and God still remain in the covenant, and you don't want to place yourself in a position of reaping what you sow by doing what he did. Now both of you got to reap what you sow. So don't do that, you know. But the flesh does talk. When you know somebody is doing you wrong and they know better, and they're doing shit just for the hell of it, it's like, you know what? Two can play at their game, but don't do that, boo. Don't listen to me. So if you're just now tuning in, I got a letter from a wife who wants to know why her husband is on these damn dating sites. I'm going to reread the letter just so you guys can see what kind of foolishness. Oh, excuse me, guys. I'm getting over an upper respiratory infection. I'm so sorry. You have to see me like this. So my husband stays up late most weekends. I don't stay up late because we have a 14-month-old who gets up at 7 a.m. My husband claims he needs alone time and wants to play video games. I have always respected his need for alone time, but notice he's been needing more of it recently and have had my suspicions for a long time after my friend found him on a dating site 5 years ago. See, right there. Your friend found him on a dating site 5 years ago. So as far as we know, 5 years ago, he was doing this mess. So let me stop right there. Okay, no, let me just continue on. I'll come back to that point. His defense at the time was a lie. And then he said he uses the dating sites for porn. Anyway, I snooped through my husband's phone and discovered dating site downloads as far back as 2013 and as recently as this year, when he downloaded an app for threesomes. I also discovered fake GPS location apps and photo editing apps where you can swap a face and a body. I want to ask you something. 5 years ago, when your friend gave you the information that she found your husband on a dating website, and you know, since then he has continued down this road, right? My question to you, and you can pose it to him, Once you're making these connections online, then what? What are you going to do with this information? What was your agenda? What's the plan? You meet an attractive woman or a few attractive women online. You're holding these conversations late at night when I've gone to bed. Once you've identified a woman that you're sexually attracted to online behind my back, what's the next step? See, those are the kind of questions you need to have with him. Because this man is cheating on you. He's on dating sites and he's been doing this for a while. What is the end game once you have met someone online behind my back that you are sexually attracted to and the conversation is growing and flowing and going real, real good and she's interested in meeting you? You're attracted to her, she's attracted to you. Then what? Please tell me that you were getting ready. Tell me to my face that you were getting ready to lay down with another after I just had your baby. You see what I'm saying? These are the kind of questions you got to ask because he has been running amok since 2013. I would strongly suggest you have the conversation with your man because your man been doing you, he been dirty dogging you behind your back for a while. I always say that for every piece of information that you're discovering, honey, there's about 5 or 10 layers underneath that you haven't even began to discover yet of all the things that he's been doing behind your back. Wake up. This is a wake-up call for you. This is a wake-up call for you. This is a call to action for you. Don't you let this man run you in the ground and end up bringing you back something you can't get rid of. He done gave you a baby and you're building a family, and that's a beautiful thing. But he got too much time on his hand that's unaccounted for where he's left to his own devices and doing you wrong behind your back. Okay, so get a hold of this thing right now, my good sister. Get a hold of this thing right now. I'm not saying your marriage is in the toilet. I can say he appears to be a no good husband. But if you don't get a handle on this thing and demand that he gets his behind off of these dating apps, you're going to find yourself in a worse situation. But I'm going to tell you this, be prepared. Be prepared. There's some stuff he's been doing you don't know about. There's some stuff he's been doing that you do not know about. And I'm surprised when your friend told you back in 2013 that she found your man on a dating app that you let it go this far. But again, I understand you got a new baby and you've been preoccupied. So, you know, things happen. But I just want to say, anybody out there, whether you're married or you're in a committed relationship or, you know, you are, let me get this music back going. It feels dry. You know, whatever the case may be. If you don't approve of your significant other being on a dating app and looking for somebody else, actively looking for someone else while the two of you are in a relationship, you probably need to rethink the relationship you're in or have a conversation with them, because people only do what you let them get away with half the time. So don't play these kind of dangerous games with people. Don't allow people to waste your time, waste your, you know what I'm saying, waste your energy on them when they're up to no good. Because if I can't trust you and what you do when my back is turned, why the hell do I need to be with you? If you can't do right behind my back, or when you think I'm not looking, or when you think that I have no way of discovering the things that you are doing, what do I need you for? What type of integrity do you not have? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you find out that your partner is on some dating apps, I'm telling you now, they're up to no good. Unless you've already agreed that this is an open relationship and these are the things that are acceptable. But if that is a deal breaker for you, you got some conversations that need to be had. Right? Hey. I don't know, guys. That's my take on it. So the title of tonight's letter is, Why is my husband on these damn dating sites? Because he up to no good. He up to no good. Girl, pray over that marriage. Pray over that marriage. Pray over that husband. Develop a plan. Talk to God about the things that need to be revealed to you and ask God to help you to be able to handle what's coming your way once you start unpacking all of those layers of deception that your husband has been building over the years behind your back. But definitely stay prayed up. Be prepared. You know, pray for the best, but expect the worst, because this man has been doing some sugar honey iced tea for a while, okay? So That is tonight's Talk That Talk edition of Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potariel. I hope you guys have enjoyed tonight's letter. I'll be back to my regular Thursday night, probably tomorrow. Who knows if I feel better. But if you haven't had an opportunity, tomorrow morning, my ministry comes on satellite TV, 7 different channels. I forgot what's airing tomorrow. I believe the ministry show tomorrow is your marriage or your relationship in alignment with God's will for your relationship? I believe that's what's coming on at 5 a.m. in the morning on Intel Satellite TV. If you have satellite TV, I'm on 7 different channels. You can catch it on the Now Television Network live stream or their Roku channel. Don't forget that the Diva Speaks Relationships I have my very own Roku channel as well. Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel. Also, my talk show comes on every second and fourth Friday of the month on AT&T UVerse channel 99 if you're here in the Carolinas, and Spectrum Cable channel 21 if you're in the Carolinas. So yeah, my talk show, the actual Diva Speaks Relationships talk show, airs every second and fourth Friday of the month on Access 21 on their Roku channel live stream, as well as Spectrum Cable and AT&T UVerse. So I'm on satellite TV, guys. I'm on several different Roku channels, and I am on cable, as well as I'm coming to you live on this TikTok. The Diva's everywhere, constantly building or whatever, because people are definitely showing an interest for having candid conversations that are not about gender bashing, but just about real conversations that go on, you know, when people are in relationships, you know. That's it. That's what my talk show and my ministry is about, relationship issues and matters. So if you're up in the morning at 5 a.m. and you want to catch some spiritual encouragement about your relationship or your marriage, if you are in a season of struggle or you are heading towards restoration, make sure you check out Diva Speaks Relationships ministry once again on satellite TV. I'm on 7 different channels on satellite TV, AT&T UVerse, Spectrum Cable, and a host of Roku channels, including my own, the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel. It has been my ultimate pleasure to talk to you guys about tonight's letter. So I hope that you guys will follow me here on TikTok as I, you know, come to you once or twice a week with the letters that I receive and dispense a little bit of laughter, encouragement, and some feedback on, you know, what could be done and what shouldn't be done. You know, it's a beautiful thing to have common sense and a moral compass, you know, and not, and be able to help someone who is in a season of distress. So you guys have a wonder. I got a lot going on in my background. I'm sorry. You guys have a wonderful rest of your night, and I will more than likely see you back here tomorrow. I do have, I have more letters to get through. So you guys, beautiful people, stay blessed. Toodles.